Episode 2, Part 2. Welcome to The Joint.
All right, back on. Anyways.
So Mr. Matt Sweets.
Nate, a.k.a. Crash.
Yes, sir.
All right, so we're back here. We're talking about Chris Brown. Why is this coming up? The Grammys, that was back in 2009, dude. Why is this coming up back in now 2023? That was a long time ago now. Why is this coming up? Like, I have to default to, you know, working in government for so long and being in politics. You have to question a few things here. And, you know, I default to, okay, who's dropping an album or who's getting ready to release a movie or something? Because, you know, obviously this is stirring up a lot of PR, even though, I'm sorry, you know, herpes is a serious thing to deal with.
So you're alluding in that, which, you know, we had this talk before, but you feel in this time that's to feed some attention for somebody's current, that's very possible, because I do know that both are active again, like Rihanna's about to drop soon. And I have a special shout out to Rihanna. That'll be a later time. It's on like some deep, like, she did some shit for my homie, big time.
Nice.
So, yeah, out of respect. So, I have to add that right now, but that's it.
Oh, no. And you know, Chris Brown, I mean, he, and this was from Page Six, which is the New York
Post. And I don't know her personally or something. I don't know her personally. I'm just putting that out there, too.
All right. You got that disclaimer. You sure? You might.
No, I could have met her though. Actually, one time I missed an event that I could have met Pharrell, Nas, everybody. But there's a bit of a reason with that.
Are you chain smoking cigarettes?
You better believe it. You got me talking, got me going. You gotta hit the whole thing, man.
I mean, what, you got the music and the headphones too, and everything.
Yeah, not right now, but yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you know, I'm looking here from the New York Post, and again, it's Page Six, one of their holdings, you know, and Chris Brown, this is back in February of this year, you know, he's like freaking out all over the internet. People can kiss his, quote, fucking ass if they still hate him for his, quote, mistake. Quote, I'm fucking 33. Ooh. I'm tired of y'all running with this narrative. You know, these rants online and everything. And then now this, like, it's like, have we gone this far where they are willing to go and claim herpes for attention?
Yeah. Listen, that all the, like, what we're saying with PR at this point and like certain things. And no, on all these things, I definitely see out of extensive watching a lot of this material from different YouTubers and getting more info and all that is like.
Plus, you're down there in ground zero, man.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's coming down to the trauma of any of this stuff that's occurred is at a boiling point of no, it's just going to come out, period. And then you got the people around them as well that are speaking up, because it's the same. They've suffered from that, even though they weren't directly involved, or they might have been, but they have affiliation and all that, you know, because I could totally relate. Definitely.
And there's, you know, I see things online about some of the social media, like people saying half the town has freaking herpes. Hollywood, I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, I'll say on top of that, you know, Megan's Law, you can go to that site for, right?
So
I did, this is years ago stats, but it was Beverly Hills.
Okay.
Over 30,000 registered sex offenders.
In Beverly Hills.
Yep. So think about, is LA large? It's probably, I don't even know that number. It's got to be hundreds of thousands.
Still though, that's I mean, especially in Beverly Hills.
Of course, there's levels to that, but yeah, Beverly Hills.
Right. I mean, hey, there's people that, you know, they'll get.
They just pissed out in the street.
Yeah,
they
get, exactly. You read my mind. Yeah. Peeing in an alley or something can get you.
That'll get you that. Yeah. If you just get caught like that, you know, with the dickhead cop, which that's a dickhead cop, especially here. because all you know, you have to do something. To me, like, and shout out to LAPD in a lot of ways. Really, I know we could. It's not about, we don't have to get into that type of stuff, but you know, they really do focus on the bigger stuff. Like you can speed pretty freely. They will get you if you're doing something. You have to be pretty egregious. If they're looking for, they're in mode for like other shit though. It's always too active, you know. Mm-hmm. So, in saying that, if you get busted like that out here, that's crazy. That's a fucked up cop. No diss, because that's a hard ass job. No matter what, I would
never want that job. God bless each and every person who puts on the uniform every freaking day.
Yeah, all and the ones that do their damn job, you know.
Yeah, but
That's what's up.
So, you know, this one guy here, what's his name? There he is. Kavika? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is a damn mess. If this is the case, why Beyonce not having breakouts? Why isn't Jay-Z? Why isn't Chris Brown having them? Blah, 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 blah. I mean, like...
That's a valid bringing up some kind of point, but the easy response to that is... They control their PR well. They're savvy people. They can keep private pretty well, as along with makeup, the drugs to keep it under a certain control. So I would just say that would be a response I would give, but no diss. Because again, it's not like, hey, here's the test, da da da. You know, they are an allegation. However, I definitely still believe all this. You know, there's too much shit flying in the fan, and I'm sorry, not sorry. Like, there's something. It's just that would have all this has not. Maybe it's not that's going to come up to a court thing, but you know, this Diddy stuff. It's gonna. We'll see what's up, and we could talk more on that because I got a lot about that.
About the Puff Daddy stuff.
Mm-hmm. And it's even there's a economic part. His financial is very interesting. You'll find it very interesting.
That's the teaser for episode 3, folks. Don't forget to subscribe to...
And like.
Yes. Like, subscribe, comment, share. Say nice things when you comment. The joint.
Bring me some smoke. I don't care. That's my side, but you listen to him, man.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, you can.
But you want some smoke.
You can handle that side. You know, me being in politics for damn near what 20 years now, I'm over all the fighting and bickering and stuff.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll let you handle that part of it.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those where it doesn't mean the response will be all nasty. You'll be surprised.
Oh, well, no, it's different. Sure, dude. I'm sure.
I don't get it. I don't even give a fuck. But no, actually, I have to say, you know, with my YouTube channel, I've had mostly great comments. I've had definitely got hate on one of our videos, me and Kim. Man, there's a rest in peace, Dr. Geek. He was a MC he was busking, basically living on this. Well, he definitely had a place. He wasn't homeless. He was famous, but he always wore some kind of crazy stuff and all that, and he would freestyle, and we saw him in Venice, so we recorded him in Venice. First time we met him, when we started, we were doing a show called Locations. It was gonna be for public access, so it was on tape, on a digital tape. I got this camera.
No kidding.
Yeah, I had the dope. I brought that camera back there at that time. When we were in the barbershop, I got that shit. I haven't even transferred that yet. Yeah. And other gems that I'm actually got stuff that's ready, or so to speak. I got it in a mode. But anyways, back to the story. So we was like recording them, and there was four of us. So my homie Jason and Patrick, who were brothers, and they were from Detroit region. But they were, you know, now here a little bit and stuff, you know, after college. And they were into the, I met Jason through the entertainment industry and post-production. And yeah, a really good guy. Both great guys. Awesome. And happily married guys. And I'm so, so good. That's seriously awesome. And
no, it's very nice.
Yeah, yeah. I like that stuff. You know what I mean? So anyways, what was it? Oh, so he's freestyling. It's all me. So it's Jason, Kim, me, and Patrick. And so he's going down the line of us and stuff, and he's doing his little raps. And then we're kind of clowning him on it and stuff. And then we did a segment where we talk about him on the beach after the fact, like the edit of it. You can see it on Can You Chronicles on YouTube.
Okay.
And yeah. And so it wasn't even, this was before he passed. And the comments, people just be like, yo, blah, blah, blah. Like, why are you mean to him? And da, da, da. And I'm like, man. And that was like, we're just having some fun, really. Like, I get it, but we didn't say anything real disparaging about the guy or anything nasty. And I was like, I was like, that's fine. I didn't turn him off. I didn't do any of that shit.
Oh, yeah.
There was positives too.
I don't unfriend people, or I don't do any of that stuff. No, I'll let you hang out. You can hang out all you want.
I'll mute you on Twitter. You just won't know it. I'll just mute you. Cool. You disappear and you can keep going yammering on. Go for it.
No, you know what? You know, when I wasn't.
But they don't.
When I was not on city council, you know, the beauty of it, when I was on city council and people would complain on social media about certain things and, you know, personally attack me as well.
Of course.
And I'm like, look, you never even met me. You don't know me. Here's the deal. Here's my phone number, and I post it right on there. Here's my phone number. Call, schedule a meeting with me. Let's sit down. Let's do this face to face.
Let's be man to man.
Yeah, let's be man to man.
As much as we can.
Yeah.
Yeah, as humanly possible, sure. Yeah, I agree.
I don't hide behind the keyboard, man. No.
No, I know you don't. I know you don't.
Yeah, there's plenty
you've
of
always been a, you've been you've been there. More of an you've been more of like an open book type person than you've definitely been that always.
Well, thank you. That was kind of warm and fuzzy, man.
No, I mean that. Yeah, for sure.
No, thank you, brother. Much love to you as well, man. Much love.
Thank you.
To you as well.
So we want to continue back on.
What's up?
Yeah, we continue back on. Any more with the Rihanna thing? We didn't really get into it. And then Chris Brown and all that. We didn't continue on. We, you know, obviously transcended a little bit, and that's fun.
All right. Let's circle back around here.
Let's go.
So, I mean, again, this is just what I'm looking at here. It's all a matter of one article I'm looking at from February 2023 about Chris Brown going freaking ballistic all over social media. And then, you know, just pulling up some other information. I mean, again, I get it. Social, and it actually ties into what we were just talking about, really, because that social media has really helped push the story out. I mean,
yeah, information or disinformation, of course,
which is,
you know, as is everything. So you have to be discerning, you know, as a, you know, it's actually a test, I feel, in that aspect of even in life. Like I mean, it's definitely come up in my mind, but something come up in my mind, or I think it was from a Gangstar song, actually. But couth, great word, couth.
I use that
acting
word.
With couth.
Yes.
So like, it's like slow, like we could take in something, meaning incident in personal sense, an incident online. Take up more of a pause and take it in, and then decide, not react right away.
That, yes.
If there's words of wisdom, I'm giving that gem.
And I totally agree with you. I am a big fan of couth. I have to tell certain family members from time to time, hey, you know, have a little couth. I mean, granted,
I love it.
It's usually my dad, you know, he's up there in age at this point, and
I definitely should be told that. Big I'm
Dave,
sure sometimes.
Big Dave's going to be Big Dave.
Word. That's my dad. Oh, shit. I just realized. Yeah. Our dads are the same name. David. My mom, he wanted me to be David. My mom was like, nah, there's enough David.
There's enough Davids out in the world.
No, with him. It was directed at him.
Oh, okay.
Like,
I understand.
Like, we're good. So, yeah, it was after Yeah, it was after a family ancestor on his side that there was another Nathan or something. Yeah. So shout out to family. Know your family, love family, and have your arguments with your family.
Man.
And then just walk away.
Oh, I could share your stories about that one, man.
We all got those. There's no way. Like, if you don't, I'm like, I'm kind of suspect.
I'm going to have to pull out the couch and get my therapist in here for the rest of that.
Yeah, we're not doing that. I'll be the same way.
We're definitely not doing that.
No, man. No. That's not the energy.
Definitely not.
No.
I completely agree with you. But, you know, yeah, getting back to, and like you mentioned, social media has really helped percolate this up into the forefront again. But what I heard you say a little bit earlier is too that Rihanna's getting ready to have a new album coming out.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's coming up. Yeah, it's definitely coming up this year, which makes sense another way. And that's another talk, but yeah. But yeah, she's about to drop, and Chris Brown's definitely active. He's touring. He's popular. He's pretty steady. I mean, obviously he's got his core fans, as he should. He's a very good entertainer. I mean, his singing is definitely good. And I'd say this, one of his Christmas songs he did earlier in his career was a big hit. This Christmas.
All right.
And that's when I was like, oh my God, I would love to have and hear him go for a Smokey Robinson type album, because he could do that.
He could pull that off.
And so, in the future, because he's still a young man and he's going to do his thing, he should keep doing his thing. But that's definitely.
He's quote fucking 33.
Yeah, he's young. Yeah. So, yeah, he's. Oh, shit. This year, like right now, he's 33. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Well,
okay,
yeah,
so
according, like okay. I said,
90. So he's 90. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. But
according to the article of February 2023.
From a fan standpoint, C Breezy or however your name, all the whatever, do that style, man. You're gonna kill it. That's gonna be checks.
I love it.
For real, especially right now, you gotta catch that certain. You're gonna get the younger, but that older, woo, they're gonna hop on. I mean, you're talking all the way to 70, 80 year olds for sure.
Yeah, you could definitely hit
with that
whole market.
You're welcome. If you ever see this,
Lord. Yeah, but again.
I mean, just whatever. But back to the real shit of the so
herpes. Us talking about herpes, so, Nate.
So like it starts off with Jay-Z and Rihanna's being signed at 14 with Jay-Z and Rockefeller. I think introduced through Akon. That's how that happened. And so they had relations, not underage that I get. I don't believe that, or it's not even being said. So she was definitely of age. He was, he's older, whatever, consensual. I don't think this is Beyonce involved at that point. Maybe that was, early in their thing still, because Rihanna wasn't married. She's still not technically. I mean, she's with Rocky, but that's, their parents, which is huge. Anyways, so in that story that's being told, and it's alleged, but Jay-Z passed that herpes to Rihanna, which in turn
allegedly,
Chris Brown,
allegedly.
Yeah, I said that allegedly.
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't hear that part. Sure.
No, please, it's fine. So then, that then gets passed to Chris Brown in their relationship. And so that Grammy night with the whole incident and the brutality, the precursor to that, and I'm sure it's corroborated, it seems legit to some, but it's still alleged. Of course, it's not like this is taken to court, so that term. So just we want to keep that clear. it was a party up in maybe the Malibu area, because it's PCH that's involved when they're driving and where it ended up at. So I don't know. I can't remember whose house. Doesn't matter. And he, she's already there. He comes up in there. He's already probably sensing something anyways. He comes in and right away catches her giving oral sex to some other guy. And he just blow, he just blasts her in front of people, like however many people, and probably, excuse me, was like not many, but obviously important people, because it's their a circle, you know?
Sure.
And he just goes, "Yo, damn it, you always, you know," this is what being said, "damn it, you always, you know, I always catch you with something in your mouth. You always got to have something in your fucking mouth. Goddamn, blah, 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 blah," whatever he probably said, left, just stormed out, left the situation, did what he did. She's obviously embarrassed and everything else, chases after him, goes in the car, they get driving. That's where the whole thing, of course, ensued. In the process of driving on the crazy PCH and all that, that comes with it, with her, you know, wherever that, it's very busy. It's like a freeway almost.
Yeah.
And because that's highway one.
They were in a Lamborghini.
Lamborghini. So that's crazy and power.
I mean, not, and you know, aside from him punching her and so forth, you know, she's grabbing his crotch. He's biting her. I mean, and again,
toxic.
This is while you're driving, let alone everything else. And, you know, again, we do not condone domestic violence at all. And, you know, what happened to Rihanna?
But I bet we may not have had that. I'm just going to add this. Like, we've, each of us, I'm sure most of, a lot of people may not have had that degree of a incident, but I'm sure we've all had some times of an argument of some sort in a car and have something a little bit happen. You know, you're definitely putting yourselves at risk, you know, because of the emotional state. So I know I've personally had that.
And that's why we need to step back, you know, breathe a little bit. Hey, I'm big on mental and emotional health, man, and spiritual health. Physical health, you know, as you light up your cigarette. That one, yeah. You'll be all right.
I will be all right.
Of course you will, brother. Because you're freaking awesome.
I've definitely had my little bit of share, barely, of cigarettes over the past 20 plus years. A lot, like rare, like those, you know, drinking moments. I mean, as I drink right now, but some cigar light now. It's a precursor.
You used to smoke those little like cherry.
Oh, bro. So my first smoking habit was cigars.
I guess I remember that now.
And that was from another friend that he got into his grandfather's cigars. And then I forget his name right now. He's a fucking character. And he, like, we just give, you know, how we all, you know, any friends would catch up about, hey, this and this, you know, hey, turning you on to something. So he was like, man, I noticed if you inhale them, you get high, get an extra buzz. Like, it's way better than a cigarette. And so that piqued my interest. And I was like, fuck yeah, I'm not doing it. I wasn't a weed dude. But I was like, I'm down to try that. Now, I literally, my mom was smoking a little bit before that time, or at the, around that time.
I remember your mom. I swear I remember your mom smoking. Yeah.
Yeah. You caught probably the end of it.
And she had the tail end. Right.
She had a, asthma attack in a process one time, and she got ER'd from the house. It was real scary.
Jesus.
Yeah. That was deep for me and her, of course, too. But, really? But she was good, and that caught her off of it, or she probably maybe had a little bit, but she got off. And that was it. And then fast forward over, about 20 plus years. It's funny, about the same range, but now she's like 70 plus, and she picked it up for a little while. She's not any right now. She's not doing that, but she picked it up, and I was like, oh shit, that's crazy. I couldn't even be mad. I was like, you earned that. Do that shit.
I mean, yeah. If
she's I wasn't encouraging, you know. I would be like, mom, you know.
Right.
I would say things like, okay, get an
wait, so you didn't
get an air filter.
You didn't go, here, try this.
No, she did that. Not me. So, not at all. She would just, but her response is like, oh, I smoke out the window. I just puff. I don't even really inhale. I'm like, okay, well, whatever. That's fine. I mean, it's not fine, but yeah.
Would she smoke like Virginia Slims or something?
No, Marlboro Lights. Wow. And then she was starting, she was rolling hers to save money. Like I got her on that. Like, gangster. No, you got to get, yeah. But she wasn't doing that. She was got a machine. She would sit there and make like 100 of them and shit.
Oh my goodness.
So it's a family. It's definitely in the family. So not very little, not many.
Oh man, that's too funny.
So yeah, I'm a barrel of fucking bunch of bullshit. If you want to beat into that. So we keep going off, but we could get back in on this story. You have any other things about that you want to go on?
What about the...
All right, no, we covered the Rihanna thing, actually.
Stay tuned for the next part of this episode.